like that was something that I would have done as well. What if it would have been me, you know?
Yeah.
Or what if it would have been my sister or my cousin, my prima? And at this point, I feel like it's not even the primas anymore. It's the primos and, you know, our uncles that are getting, you know, abused by this system. And, you know, I feel like it's just too much.
Yeah. My gente, what the fuck?
Spanglish!
My gente! What up?
Take two!
Alright, hey, what's up, Latinx Nation? It's Carla, and I have my awesome team.
What's up, y'all? It's Sal.
Melanie, hi.
Hey, guys. So today we have an awesome episode to show you guys, but before the episode, we have some shout-outs.
Yeah, we have like two shout-outs. First shout out is from Anthony. He's setting up a Unity March down on Ocean. And it's going to be in Bluff Park. And it's going to be towards the City Hall. It's hashtag Caravan for Justice. And it's going to be a march against racism and police brutality and also against anything against social injustices. So it's going to be July 26th and it's going to be at 12 p.m. We're all going to meet up at Bluff Park in Long Beach. Under the big tree that's there. If you're local, you know what we're talking about.
Just go to Bluff Park. You'll
see all the people.
You'll
there.
See a lot of us. You'll see
so,
a lot of us.
Please spread the word. We're going to be putting this out, and we're going to be showing everyone. We hope to see you there. We want to get as many people aware of like protests and marches that are happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely, guys. I mean, bring your face mask. Bring sanitizer. Bring water, and we're all trying to be safe still because
yes.
COVID is a very real thing still. So please just be aware of that. Second shout out we have is, I believe, with Radical Love.
Yes.
They have a Q&A with an organization talking about financial aid towards education.
Mm-hmm.
It's also July 26th, right?
It is also July 26th, but this is at 6 p.m.
Oh.
on Instagram Live.
Okay.
Yeah, College and Financial Aid Q&A, and they're teaming up with I Am Bears, and yeah, they're going to be going over College and Financial Aid questions, and because we all know that's a tricky subject.
Yes.
The UCLA alumni will be answering the questions.
Yeah.
So cool, guys. I mean, I think it's a very, like, awesome thing to look into. I didn't grow up knowing much about financial aid when
it came to
education. So went straight into student loans, and now we're starting to see, like...
See that debt.
You know, which sucks. But, I mean, I'm not saying you're not going to get financial debt, in a sense, but it's an investment.
And also how to handle it.
Yeah, it's definitely... So I'm excited to see what they have to say for the Q&A and, like, what info they got to feed us
about that. I'm excited.
So,
I love learning about financial, advice and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So in this week's episode, we have Alejandra Plata Quintero. She organized the march that you just went to, or it was a rally.
It was a rally in Norwalk.
Norwalk for Vanessa Guillen.
Yeah. So Alejandra, she's going to give an intro to herself and who she is, where she came from, what she's been doing. And we're excited to just talk to her about what motivated her in this protest and what keeps her going. And so I'm excited to hear more about it.
Hope you guys enjoy the episode.
Listen in. Well, I'm Carla. I was at the rally, the one that you I'm guessing you organized it, right? It was a few weeks back.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was the rally. You were the one that organized it. So I was the one there, and then Sal and then Melanie. So we're just Latinx team. We're the ones that run the podcast. And every week we kind of just are really into our content, trying to search like, okay, what's happening, you know, and try to focus on that series. And lately it's been on Vanessa Guillen and just everything that's happening with the BLM movement as well. And justice and like the workforce. And so definitely your like name popped up when we were talking this past weekend. Like, oh, it'd be nice to like interview her and like talk about like her journey towards like what she's doing, what's motivating her, what's keeping her going, what are her next steps, or also like other organizations that you are connected with, to just like shout them out, and rallies that are coming up. I know there's a few that are coming up this next week. So yeah, I mean, I just wanted to like sit down and like kind of pick your brain about that as like an activist in a sense. So,
but just hold on, I just got a quick.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you hear my baby crying, she's just very emotional. So
no,
she's,
it's
like,
okay.
No, it's okay.
That's
it's
totally
okay.
Fine.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
Yeah.
I guess just with messages and it's like from the community, so I didn't notice your message till like that night when I came home, and I was kind of like, I told my husband, like, I feel so bad because she might have tried to approach me, and I was just kind of like,
no, it's
so
fine.
Much.
And yeah.
I want to apologize for that. And then just yesterday, like, it's just busy, you know, like with kids, it's just like, wow. Yeah.
No. Yeah. We totally get it. No, it's totally fine. I mean, the rally was so good. Like, I mean, we were just sitting there protesting as much as we could. You know, that's what, that's why I said if we get a chance, that would be awesome. And this is actually more ideal because I'm, you know, it's one-on-one instead of like being at the rally where it's like really loud. There's a lot more other, like where our focus was mainly on just one specific thing at that moment. So no, for sure. Don't worry about it. I get it. So,
I want to begin by just saying, you know, I grew up in Norwalk. I went, you know, from elementary school to high school. I lived in Norwalk. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always, you know, trying to just, you know, on Facebook or different Instagram pages, I'm always just kind of like follow the news and the community or stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
I also work for the Norwalk Lambrana School District.
Okay.
So I'm always trying to stay updated with what's happening with our students, with our kids that are just exiting high school and going on to college or just going into the workforce, just stuff like that. Like, I'm always trying to not be so much nosy, but I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I've always liked that. I started with, you know, working with elementary students, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Norwalk area, but
yeah,
Norwalk's known for some sections that are called like the one ways, and I worked right across the street from the one ways. It's Hermosillo Park, so you know we have like a very strong gang violence, you know, going on and just stuff like that. I started getting really involved with the community, and
yeah.
I was just, you know, always trying to stay within the community, and I saw that a lot of people were just so upset, just like myself, about the Vanessa incident. And, you know, I was at first thinking it was just an incident and that we were going to find her. You know, it was,
yeah.
I was very hopeful.
Yeah.
Like, this is just before we found, you know, the end result, which was very unfortunate, but it was just me kind of like, everybody was just like, did you hear? Although we weren't face to face or just gathering or, you know, going to like the coffee shop and hearing people or the donut shop, it was just like all over like the feeds, like, did you hear? But I noticed a lot of people were just kind of like venting about it, but not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I was kind of like, you know what, as a young Latin Mexican, as a young mom, older sister, daughter,
yeah.
I was kind of like, what am I doing? Because I'm just sitting here liking everybody's posts, talking about La Raza and let's do something about Black Lives Matter. And I wasn't
yeah.
really doing anything. Like, I was just kind of like, what can I do? You know, I'm a Mexican mom. I migrated here from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, I crossed with a boyera. It was a woman. I was dressed
wow.
as a boy. You know, and I came here for the American dream. My dad brought me here, and you know, it was a promise that he made to his family, to my mother, and to myself. And you know, I came and I tried to keep up with that American dream, where I wanted to work and have my home. I wanted to get educated, and I wanted to make an impact. But those are things that I think, like, growing up were so important, you know, having those
yeah.
materialistic, like, if you don't have that brand new car, you know, you're not, and I felt like for a long time I was striving for that and I wasn't getting there. And joining the force was just one of those things where I was like, that's going to make it happen. Like, look at so-and-so. They got a car. They got a house. Their kids are taken care of. And then I was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, I think some of us that migrate here think that that's a form of validation, you know, just joining the force. And, you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I just always felt like my skin color and my textured hair and my accent were kind of like a setback for me.
Yeah.
And although my father always taught us, like, that's your roots and you have to continue that, and nuestras comidas y nuestras celebraciones were just something that we were brought up, but I kind of was like, I want to be like the white man, and like, I was just trying so hard, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I would have gone into the force as well. I wanted from a young age, like, that's something that brought my attention. So I don't know, I just felt like that was something that I would have done as well. What if it would have been me, you know?
Yeah.
Or what if it would have been my sister or my cousin, yeah. my prima? And at this point, I feel like it's not even the primas anymore. It's the primos and, you know, our uncles that are getting, you know, abused by the system. And, you know,
yeah.
I felt like it's just too much.
Yeah. I really like that you mentioned, like, the American dream. We've been talking a lot about that lately. And because we've been teaming up with this organization called Radical Love, and they're really connecting with, like, a lot of the community here in Long Beach, and just to bring justice. It's a coalition, and so they're bringing justice to, like, right now they're focusing on voting and getting people to register to vote, and, like, the reason behind why our vote is so important, and there's just, like, so much reasonings behind it. And just a few weeks back, we were talking about the American dream, and it made me think of, like, my parents, like, when they were crossing and they were coming over, it's like they were coming for the American dream. But it's like, if we look at it now, like, really, what is the American dream?
Yeah.
You know, there's,
like,
just,
or what has it become?
Yeah. And so it's just, like, interesting to me that, like, hearing it from you, from your side, like, it's like you were born in Mexico and you were thinking of the American dream. And so it's like, to me, somebody that was born in America, it's like, I never really thought of the American dream. The American dream was already something that, like, I was born into, in a sense, right? But even then, it's like, now that I think about it and I hear everything my parents say, that they came for the American dream and now where they're at, it's like, to me, the American dream is very materialistic, very, like very, como se miran, que llevan manejando.
It's almost shallow.
Yeah, and it's like, my dad, he lives in Guatemala right now, and we're applying for his paperwork, and he's so persistent. He's like, I want to go back, because he got deported a few years back. And I tell him, I'm like, Dad, why do you want to come back? Like, this country's messed up. Like, he's like, I just want to finish off, like, what I started. And it's like, obviously, I'm like, all right, let's do it. You know, let's make your dreams come true. Like, let's make it happen. But I guess, like, being in the system and getting so, like, facing so much corruption in so many aspects, it's like, I look at it and I'm like, I'd rather have my dad stay in Guatemala and, like, make his life out there, you know? It's like, if he invests in property, at least he's gonna own it. He's not, like, after he pays it, you know? It's like, so it's not gonna come back at you like the system does here. So that's really interesting to me. I don't know, I just had to point that out about the dream.
Yeah, and I kind of felt like, in a way, I had to, like, in my early 20s, I felt, like, right after high school, I was, like, maybe 18 and a half, 19 almost, and I just felt like I had, like, I owed it to America or the United States I became an American citizen, and why not do it for them, you know? Why not fight for the country? I was just always, like, the American flag and 4th of July, and I always had an American flag outside because I felt like it gave me so much. And this 4th of July, I didn't put any. I'm someone that was very patriotic, and I was always like, you know, this festivities for 4th of July. And this 4th of July, I was like, no, I have a young son, and I've always taught him about culture and everything. And this time, I was just kind of like, I feel like he's so young, and I'm already like, but I was kind of like, I'm going to let him do his thing. But for me, I'm not celebrating, you know. Like, there is nothing for me to celebrate when this young girl is not getting justice.
Yeah.
You know, she, no. And then I started thinking, like, what am I celebrating when there's kids still at the border in cages and
yeah.
I'm over here eating a burger and steak and no, these kids are hungry, these kids are cold or hot or whatever without their parents. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
And this from someone that I'm telling you, I was just like, I love the USA. Like, I was just someone, I don't know, I just love both of my cultures because I was brought so young. I, you know, my first language was Spanish, but then kind of like English.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, the whole time I was thinking, Vanessa, like, what is her mom thinking? You know, what should I felt like I was almost backstabbing her and these other soldiers that have been hurt by the system. I was just kind of like, I was lost. I was kind of so emotional. And I was just like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to, you know, I didn't even hang a flag. Like, I was just like, no, I'm not going to do that right now. Like, I'm just hurt.
Yeah.
You know? I was just brought up by my dad. My dad, you know, he studied in Mexico. He was a biologist. He has his bachelor's. He was almost done with his master's, but came to the USA because there was no money over there for the career he wanted. So he came over here. So he always taught me, like, you know, you speak up for yourself. You're a woman. You're of color, and don't let nobody step all over you. And study so you don't depend on a man. No offense.
Like, oh, it's all good.
Like, you just do it for yourself. Change your own tire. Change your own oil. Do this. Don't, like, ask. Learn. You know, go out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to tell him that I was this peaceful protest, but he's always told me, like, when you go protest, you know, things can be so calm, but then they can get so crazy.
Yeah.
And he would just tell me, you know, I don't want you doing that. You'll get arrested. People will just... And I didn't tell him. We sneaked out of the house with posters, with water, with ice, because he would have been like, no, I'm going to. And it was, I told my husband, like, can you not tell him? And we were at the march, and I was, like, checking in, like, you know, what's going on? And he's like, no, we're cool. Like, everybody's playing it off. Just because my dad's just kind of like, I don't trust, I guess you could say, like, the police or his people. And one of the guys that was there, I don't know if you noticed him, he was wearing like shorts and dark clothing, and he was just helping, like, kind of like, where's DJ, DJ Quest, I think his name is?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but
he was just kind of like, hey, you know, there's going to be these other matchups in LA and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, like, from the beginning, like, I have kids and childcare is really hard sometimes just because my kids are wild and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, you know, those marches tend to get kind of violent. He's like, I don't know if you want to go. He's like, because the police just go ham on us. And I was kind of like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Just because, you know, I don't want our people or even Vanessa's name to be like, you know, they did the matcha and it was violent. Like, that's why from the very beginning I told everybody that got there, I don't know if you heard, like, we don't want looting. We don't want fights. Want to follow like this, like the traffic laws, because we're right across from the sheriff's department office. And you know, I used to work for the sheriff's department, and I know how it just could get so violent so quick. You know, in LA, there was protest, and we would be out there, and it would just go from peaceful to just throwing water bottles, and then we would have to get, you know, batons and helmets out. So that's why I was just kind of like nervous, because even my fellow partners messaged me, like, I saw you walking. And I was like, okay. And we honked at you, but you didn't see it. And I was like, you know what? I wasn't even trying. I wasn't scared of you, or I wasn't hiding from them. But it was just kind of like, I was just in the moment. I was just trying to, you know, be safe.
Yeah.
But you know, that's why I was just kind of like, you know, if it happens and we get arrested or something, you know, I'm going to avoid it. But I just didn't want to drag her name through it because of, you know, there's already, I don't know if you, there was so much drama already on Instagram. Like, I guess people were profiting off of Vanessa's name.
Yeah.
And that's, was kind of back and forth. And I just had to kind of, after the protest, I felt so satisfied. I was happy. We did what we could, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It was like, it was a lot of drama. And that was something that I spoken to some people, is that at La Raza, we don't support each other. We start with he wants to charge me for this, and he, and that's why I was scared to make the shirts, because I don't want people to think I profit, because I didn't profit from those. I made 8 because I was scared to make more. And it just started with, like, it was just so much, and that's what I kind of, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
Like, right after the, was happy, we did what we could, and then it was, again, we were just throwing shade to one another. Like, it just, it broke my heart. I don't know who was running this page, and they just started, like, they were making, like, maybe fake GoFunds. I don't know. It was just, like, that's what I didn't want. I wanted us to unite as Raza Khan. We weren't really. It started again with, I don't know, I've seen other cultures where they come together and they just, like, uplift each other, and I'm going to help you when people look out for one another, and it just started again.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing shit on anybody, but that's what I wanted to avoid.
Yeah.
It's so hard to, you know, because it's just people that they're struggling, and people can use that excuse all they want, is that they're struggling and they just want to find their own way to get better. But, like, we have to keep on morals. We have to keep, like,
exactly.
Everything in line.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know if you...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The day of the march, it was... two Latin females that showed up, and they were started selling Vanessa's things.
Oh yeah, they showed up towards the end. I noticed that. Yeah.
And I didn't want to be like, "Hey, you gotta leave," but I told people that were close to them, they're a fun thing, you know, like whatever she makes, that's them. I'm not selling anything or making any profit. I charged what they charged me, which was $18 per shirt. But that's them, and I think she kind of felt the vibe because she got up and left. Like, she wasn't really, I don't think anybody bought anything from her.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, and my husband was like, "Why didn't you do this and do that?" And I said, I don't want to start issues, and I was kind of worried about that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I did want shirts, and then I started seeing that people started, like, I don't know what it's called when you register the name, like, Guerreros for Vanessa. They had trademarked it.
Oh.
So I was like, right before I made the shirt, and I was like, okay, then I'm not going to use that, because it just started with a lot of, like, of that, and that just kind of hurt. I know everybody goes through that. Anybody, like, even with COVID passed away, like, people were, but it was just kind of like, I didn't want that. Like,
yeah. That's what we were just talking with the group last week, that, because they're trying to debate if they get registered as a co-op or as a nonprofit, and same with us, like, we're on the process right now of getting registered as a nonprofit. It's been long overdue, but it's like, we're in that process. And we were thinking, like, somehow it came up, but we were saying that even though we don't agree with a lot of the systems that our country is run by, like, because we are the little guys in the system, we have to obey the laws, right? We have to obey the way we're getting registered. We have to obey the way we're organizing things. And I totally agree, because it's like, I don't have $500,000 like
just
certain people
around,
and be like, all right, you know what, if I get in trouble, I'll just pull myself out of it. I can't, like, I mean, me personally, like, I don't really have anything here in California besides, like, my immediate family, but, like, I'm not married, no tengo hijos, you know, like, thankfully, like, I don't have something, like, bigger to, like, lose, but still, like, it's, you know, but, like, in your hands, like, I mean, you have your little ones, you have your family, you know, and it's, like, yeah, that's, like, getting into a protest, getting into rallies where it's, like, it begins to get violent, like, the one, like, la primera que va a salir a bailar, it's going to be the one organizing it, because you're the one that's the head first, you know, and as sad as that is, but yeah, it's, I mean, I did definitely have heard a lot of, like, the drama that was going on with, like, not only, like, the Vanessa situation, but even, like, with the BLM movement and the Vanessa movement, because, like BLM movement, like, they expect us to be there, but they're not there for us, and it's, like, and so we were actually even talking about that, where it's, like, how can we defeat that stigma of, like, the system trying to bring us against each other? When it's like, you know, that's what they want. That's what they want. They want us to be against each other, especially entre nosotros de raza, ¿verdad? Like, they want us to be at each other's throat and be like, nah, mira esta, like, trajo camisas y se puso a vender, and now she's benefiting from it. And what are we benefiting from? And it's like, that's what they want, right? And it's like, because they know that together, like, we have built empires. Like, our Mayan ancestors, our Aztec people, our Incas, you know, like, all our ancestors have built empires, and they knew that, oh man, if we keep these people together, like, we're screwed, you know, we can't have power over them. So
yeah, so it was just kind of like, I was just kind of careful because I know how people are about stuff like that, about the trademarks, and I don't have any privilege, you know.
Yeah,
I barely had a suit for the shirts. It was just something I had, you know, if I could do it, I wanted my own shirt, but I just gave it away to someone. I just wanted to do so much, but it was kind of like, you know, let's just see how it goes, and then eventually we'll move on. And then, you know, a lot of people were just like, what can we take? We want to make this. I said, you're welcome to do as long as it's safe. That's, you know, I just, yeah. You know, because I know how some people get, and I would, you know, even SoCal Pizza, I don't know if you noticed, they took us food, and I took drinks, and I took snacks for the kids, and it was really nice. I gave them a shout out, like, thank you so much. I want to take them a gift. I just don't want to, you know, I haven't been out right now because of the situation. I also wanted to mention to you guys, I felt kind of like, you know, I had a voice. I wanted to say something, and I felt like it was required for me to say something because I have a younger sister. We were raised by my dad only.
Yeah.
So it's just me, two girls raised by my dad here. My dad worked his butt off just to make rent, make a little bit of grocery money, you know,
yeah,
bills. So it was just like, you know, we had a rough growing up, and, you know, there wasn't a lot of money for us to be like, well, I'm going to go here to study, or I'm going to go over there, or, you know, just the nicest clothes, or, you know, the nice stuff. And my sister just graduated from high school 2019. So, you know, my dad still had a house phone, and she got a call around 5. She answered, and it was the recruitment office at Norwalk.
Wow.
So she answers, and I'm sure they get connected with the high school, and she went to Norwalk High, and they were just like, hi, can we speak to Samantha? And he was so positive, and Samantha was like, my sister was like, who are you? Like, you know, like, kind of like, I don't give anybody my house phone. Like, first of all, I have a cell phone, you know? So it just kind of blew her off. And she was like, hi, well, I'm so-and-so, I'm calling from here, and we have a scholarship for you because you have such a good GPA, because you're so involved, and da da da. So he just started giving her like this whole
rundown, you know, and like luring her in.
Yes,
and
I mean, you know, a guy calling, and I'm looking out for you, and just kind of like join our family. And she was just kind of like, how did you get my number, you know? And she's like, you know, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, like, she, you know, Samantha being Samantha. And he's like, you know, the scholarship's really going to benefit you. You can do whatever you want to do with it. You can, you know, study whatever. We're not going to, you know, just, you know, whatever a kid wants to hear. You're going to be able to travel. And you're going to, and, you know, when you're older, you're going to be set. And she was kind of like, she just stood quiet. And it was, and she was like, delete my number and don't ever call me again.
Wow.
And he was just kind of like, oh. And she was like, I don't want you calling my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want you calling me. And whoever gave me this number, if it's the district or the high school, tell them not to ever do that again. Because I didn't let you. And just stuff like that. I'm sure we might have missed the box, and we might have checked it at the high school, you know, when they get the
Register
information. Mm-hmm. She was just like, don't ever call here again. But my dad was just kind of like, who is it? You know, like, kind of like standing by the door. My dad doesn't speak English. And she was, you know, going off in English, like, don't call here again. I'm not interested. I don't want to hear you. Yeah, or I'm going to have my dad go talk to you. Like, that, you know, and my dad was kind of like, at that time I was working at the police department. So he just thought something had happened to me. So he was like, who is it?
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, it's nothing, you know. And she hangs up the phone, and she says, it was the Navy. Or the Army, it was through the Navy, you know, he was talking through the Navy, and she was like, I mean, I said, what do they want, you know?
Yeah.
And she says, they want to recruit me. And he said, why? And then she says, I don't know. He says that they have a scholarship for me, and this is all her, you know? And I was kind of like, in a way, like, kind of like, oh, well. And she was like, no, I'm not going to let them brainwash me. And she tells him that, you're not going to brainwash me. You're not going to take me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to study, and I'm going to do this. And she tells him, and we never heard from them again. in a way, I was just kind of like, wow, look at this young girl. She educated herself and saw all these discrepancies in the system and fought for her voice to be heard and told them, don't ever come here again.
Yeah.
Or I will have my dad go over there, you know?
Yeah.
And my dad was kind of like, you know, you're 18, you can do whatever you want, but I want you to study, you know? And she was like, yeah, but I'm not going to go through them to study.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I have to work, even if I have to, I'm not going to, and it was, to me, it floored me because I'm not, just not because it's my sister, even if it was Maria's daughter, I would have said the same thing, but to me, it was like, I'm so proud because, you know, she said no, like, what kid doesn't want to travel and get out of Norwalk?
Yeah.
And I always told her, get out of here. Go study. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. And she was like, I'm not going to open my eyes through them. And that's why I was like, I want to go and I want to, even if I'm going to stand there alone, I want to go out there and be like, no, you're not going to come to our communities. Like I said, our low-income communities and do that. Because I don't know, we have a Southeast Academy here.
Hmm.
And it's like, a lot of these kids go in there because, you know, just different reasons, but it's not your only answer for a good future, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't want that. And I'm so proud of her because she said no.
That's good.
And there's, you know, after Vanessa, I hear about, you know, Enrique and how he was just, it just, because I'm a mom, I'm an older sister, and I love all these kids that I've been in school, you know, that I work at their schools, it's like another one, and there's going to be more.
Yeah.
There's going to be more because these kids feel so helpless, and I don't want my mom to spend money on my books and let me go over there because this guy's calling saying, I'll take care of you.
I have the like, golden ticket.
Yeah, it's, that's interesting you say that. Like, when I went to Utah just like last month, somebody like from, I think it was the little town we're from, they called me, my phone number, and they were like, hi, is Jocelyn there? And she's my younger sister, and she graduated in 2016.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's only 21, and so they, like, this guy called, and I'm like, no, she's not here, and my sister's, like, right next to me, because I'm like, no, she's not here, who is this? And because I was her legal guardian all through high school. And so, like, the system has my phone number. And so he's like, oh, this is from the Army recruiting office. We wanted to see if we could speak to her for some great opportunities coming up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's not interested, but thank you, though. And I just, like, hung up.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I'm like, hey, are you applying for the Army? And she's like, no, I've never applied for it, ever. And I'm like, what? That is so interesting. Like, it's just, yeah, they're in that moment right now where it's like, ooh, this person has gone through this and they graduated with great, like, academia. And it's like, let's reach out to them. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, they're luring them in with, it's like, maybe a full-on scholarship is going to, like, you know, I've been there too, where it's like, I mean, it crossed my mind way before the Vanessa thing where I'm like, maybe I should join the Army again. Because that was, like, a big thing when I was younger. And I'm like, maybe I should join the Army again. And, like, my boyfriend and I were even talking about it, and we would, like, make jokes about it. And we're like, all right, we're joining the military. Let's do it. And then all this started happening. And I'm like, wow, like, that's an easy route. Like, that's an – but in, like, disguise, you know? It's like a mirage. Like, it's like, oh, beautiful $1,000 for just signing up. And then you get there, and you're like, it is hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for, like, us – in people of color, like, it's not gonna be like just because we are wearing the uniform doesn't mean we gain the privilege.
Nope.
You know?
Nope.
which is very sad.
Yeah, no, it's very sad having to see a YouTuber.
And I would ask certain people, like, how much did you me, like, how much did you get? Because you know how they say, like, you get this, I don't know if it's an incentive or
yeah,
I don't know the particular word for it.
Yeah,
no one would tell me. So I was like, I feel like it's not that much money, but here they are bribing you.
Yeah.
Like, but no one would say, was like, is it 2,000 or 5,000 or 10? Like, how much is it? Like, what, why are you guys, like, no, why? Nobody would tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think last time, like, in high school, because I went through, like, the whole recruitment process in a sense, and I was, like, starting to get my physical, and like I hadn't signed off paperwork or anything, but I was in the process of getting to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the at that point they were offering the GI Bill, and this would pay for like all my schooling, and then they would also give me an incentive of like, I think it was like $5,000 to $7,000, but it also really depend on how I fit in the bracket of where they were going to put me in. But they don't give it to you right away either. They just give it to you like in increments. And so it was very like, I mean, as a early 20s, like, I mean, I have not, like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Like, yeah.
You guys are gonna pay me $30,000 a year, really?
Like, wow, okay, sounds good. And but now I think about it, like, I'm 28 years old, and I'm like, you know what? Aunque salgo recansada del trabajo, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's definitely like luring tactics that they're just using, you know, where it's like.
And then I was just, I mean, if you tell my sister $30,000, she's gonna be like. So, you know, just kind of like, she's what, gonna be 19, so she doesn't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I was kind of like, okay, you did good, like, good job, like, you know, because if he would have said, like, yeah, I'll throw in 2,000 more, you know, come on in, and she would have been like, shh, like, you know, just the age, you know, they never had 30,
yeah,
thousand, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, no, my friend. Thank you. And she went with me, and she marched, and she was up and down, and I could hear her screaming. And when I would say, like, Vanessa's name, and I would say, no, no justice, no peace, it would give me chill. My eyes would get watery because I just wanted to stand there and cry.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mom. And if I feel this, imagine her mom, what she feels, and then I see her, and what if they would have done something to my sister? That's all I have, her and my dad, like, what would I do, you know? And then I tell you, it's para volverte loca.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know that you just can't? And
yeah. Yeah.
Look fine. And I think back to, you know, I'm just someone that when I get into something, I just keep reading and obsessing over it.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, hey, when I was in, you know, I graduated high school in 2006, but it's a long time ago. And then with the case back then of a black female or young girl who joined as well, because her whole family had joined, you know, her great uncle and just like family members, and her family thought it wasn't a big crazy idea for her to join either. She ended up murdered. In my opinion, she was murdered. Until this day, there is no justice for her.
Yeah.
And that's way back then. So, I mean, like, it's been around for a while, and there just hasn't been justice for these girls and colored girls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then there's other women that, you know, I saw this. It just broke my heart because I could relate to this mom because her daughter joined. She lived in Chicago and joined, and she was, I believe, in Texas, and she was murdered as well. She committed suicide, but they found stabbings on her. And she stabbed herself, and there was a bruise on her head. There was all these things, and when she went, she didn't speak English, so she took people to help her, and it was like they gave her the runaround. That would have been my dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's definitely like they know how to take advantage of a vulnerable situation, and I think this country is built on that. It's built on like the privilege that they have of whether it's their skin color, the money that they have in their pocket.
That they created.
And they're like, all right, these people of color, like we're going to take advantage of them. And it happens in a lot of realms mm-hmm. of this, like in this country, like,
mm-hmm.
like my dad got taken advantage by lawyers, like immigration lawyers, like, él no sabe, he didn't know English, like, when he was living here. He's like, hey, we're going to do this because it's going to be easiest mm-hmm. for you to get your papers. And my dad's like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, I'm 10 years old. ¿Cómo voy a saber yo, verdad? I'm like, so it's, there's so many places where our ancestors, our parents, our siblings, even ourselves are getting taken advantage of. Like,
yeah.
In our work areas, like, you know, I've gotten taken advantage of where it's like, I'm just a person of color. And it's like, so it's like, how do we stop these things where it's like, so I think, I mean, activism, it shows up in so many ways. And I think protesting is a really, like, it's what we have. It's really, like, we don't need all these luxurious, like, merch and items and all this, like, posters. And, it, like, literally your voice is, like, your strongest key to, like, oh, did it freeze?
Oh, no.
Can you hear us? No.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, just.
I'm just like, yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm still hurt, you know. I'm so hurt because I feel let down from this country that I thought was, like, this beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful, yeah, whatever, but it's given me so much, but taken so much from me, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. So you said you had worked for the police department, correct?
And it's, I wanted to mention to you, it's also a very militant, you know, discipline. It's, you know, I felt like your appearance will get you far, you know?
Yeah.
If you had a good appearance, you would get far. You would get on the good side of these sergeants and these captains.
Yeah.
And if you were, I know it sounds bad, but there was some females that, you know, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some, you know, some girls that, you know, got hurt because of, I don't know, just some things that they would do. And it was just like, are we, let's not bring ourselves down. This is, and I understand it's, you know, it's this ladder and, you know, there's high and lows and,
yeah.
I don't know, I didn't fit in because I feel like my family is important.
For
and
sure.
And if someone's sick in my family, I'm going to be there for them. And but they want you there. They want you there for 16-hour shifts. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. And I stood up for myself. I met with the captain. And they were just kind of like, yeah, but no, you know. And so, you know, you make friends there, and they're sergeants, and they told me, you know, Alex, be careful. These people are on to you. They are, you're walking on thin ice. And I said, why? Because I'd rather be with my family in the hospital than come and do a, you know, like, it's not right to me.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And they're like, you know, you get kicked to the curb. If you're not in the clique, you're not in the clique, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy that it's.
And I feel like it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. How long were you doing that for?
I did it for 2 years. I did it for 2 years, and I think, you know, I applied a long ago, but I guess it was so bombarded that when I finally got the call, I already had my son. So I joined, and it took a toll on me. It just, you know, you're working double, and you're guarding a door. You're
yeah.
on the psych ward. You're driving around in circles, just, you know, patrolling, and it's hard.
Yeah.
And to me, these are my son's, you know,
yeah.
most important. I wasn't there. I was asleep half the time,
mm-hmm.
or I was there, but I wasn't there. Like, it was bad, and I was honestly very depressed at that time because I wasn't fitting in.
It's toxic,
and, you know, they
man.
Say, like, family, we've got each other's back, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. That's crazy. So,
yeah, so
would you... this rally that you organized, was this your first rally that you had organized? And
Yeah, okay. It was. I had been at other ones in LA, the Women's March,
okay.
but I had not ever posted anything about it because at that time I was working for the police department.
Okay.
They have spies everywhere. So... No, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tag anyone. I didn't take pictures because I was working and I knew I could get in trouble. I could lose my job. And at that time, I was scared because
mm-hmm.
you know how they are. So that one was beautiful. There was children there. There was babies in stroller. It was peaceful. It wasn't. Maybe later at night it got a little, but I wasn't there for the night. Like during the day, it was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
It was even 2018 that I went, the one in LA.
Oh, okay. 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 Nice.
It was
yeah.
nice. It was
what do you
then, but
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Organize that. That was like someone totally and it was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have plans to organize more rallies as time goes on, or what are your next steps towards like protesting towards your activist journey in a sense?
I was worried because I do have strong ties to the city of Norwalk,
mm-hmm.
because I work in the school district, because I know that my name was attached to it. A lot of people are, you know, just not very nice, and they will go and say, like, oh, Alex, the one who did the march, or the one that did this. And unfortunately, you know, I do need a job, and
yeah,
I love working in the community, so I know, I knew that that was maybe a, I would, that would happen, like, that would be something that would maybe jeopardize my future at the district,
mm-hmm.
because I know they, you know,
yeah,
people talk, and and just like I knew that my fellow partners that were in the, you know, in the police force or in the force would talk about me, and
mm-hmm.
right away they were like, we saw you. So it was just kind of like, you know, I want to, but then again, I wanted to go to the one in Compton,
yeah,
but I worked in Compton, so I knew that they would kind of, I don't know, I don't trust them. Maybe they would, you know, do something, you know,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to go to the Compton one, just because I know the area. I used to work at the Compton site, and I would love to, but, you know, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
Because, just like I said, it can be very peaceful, and it just get really crazy, just, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And not that any of them were violent, but just, you know, it's hard.
Definitely. We were just talking about, were just talking about that, like, that how can we protest and still be safe,
yeah,
and also be like, be aware and acknowledge, like, not only like your living situation, your lifestyle, or whatever you're doing, but also like those around you. And I mean, there's so many ways like to act, to be an activist, you know, like we ourselves, like, we don't go to that many protests due to like COVID right now,
oh yeah,
but the ones that I have gone have been very peaceful, have been very, like, everybody's been spaced out, everybody's been handing out masks, water,
mm-hmm.
sanitizer, which has been really great.
Yeah.
But then most of our activist work is just behind the mic, honestly. We sit here and we're like, hey, like, this rally happened, like, let's shout them out, let's talk about them, let's give them, like, you know, levantar nuestra gente, you know, because that's the platform we've created, and we've been given the privilege to be able to do that.
Exactly.
Not only on our Instagram, but as well on our website, on our podcasts, on our personal Instagrams. Like, that is such a big platform right now to use. And I mean, in your situation, like, I know it's like, it's tough due to like your family, your mom, you know, it's not just something you can like get up and be like, all right, let's go like protest the streets of LA and hopefully it doesn't turn out bad, you know. But it's like, as we've seen, like, in not only the past few months, but in years and past decades, how bad protests have turned out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there is a lot of other things you can do, which is like, which is the awesome thing about the time we're living now, you know, where it's like, we're able to protest on Instagram, on video calls.
We can,
like,
take full advantage of the internet and what it can do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is awesome,
yes.
Which I think is a great thing.
Yeah. I also want to mention someone that helped me so much. I was on Instagram, and I don't have a big platform at all. I don't have, you know, I'm very private with my Instagram. It's private. I my Facebook is private. I'm just someone that, you know, just because I'm just, I don't know, I don't like my kids' pictures out there. And
right.
Yeah.
Where I live, just for safety. And I was reaching out to anybody who would hear me about
mm-hmm.
protest that I was trying to, you know, have, and a lot of people kind of wouldn't, you know, they would open it, see it, and not either respond or not like it or anything, and that was okay, I would move on to the next person. I found Opal Madres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we heard about your protest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, oh yeah, and she was, I mean, she kind of, like, gave me the gas I needed, because I was just kind of like, well, I mean, if I'm there by myself, I'll do it by myself. And she was just like, no, I'm going to put your name out there, and I'm going to get you people there. Like, it was just kind of like, okay, then, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, even if I was willing to stand there by by myself with the poster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept telling everybody, you can come. If you're scared of COVID, wear a mask. I have, like, I was just saying, you know, I don't want to hear the Karens. Just come on out. And she was kind of like, no, I'm going to put you out there. And I started getting so many, like, you know, tags on things. I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, like, so many people were, yeah, I'll put it. And it was just so amazing. Like, oh
yeah.
My God, here's this woman who doesn't know me and is just helping me. You know, that's what I want.
Marcela.
The real, she was just like, you know, and people just started like, yeah, how can I help? What can I do? You know, and it was just like amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar de la Hoya's sister also, like, she, you know, like, spread the word, and I was just like,
oh,
wow,
nice.
Like,
nice.
Wow, like, I don't know what to say. Thank you, you know, just people all over, like, I was hitting up anybody that was, you know, willing. And if I saw them talking about Vanessa, here, can you do this as well? Just like I saw, people that were like, no, I'm not gonna share it. I didn't want to stir anything up, but I had just hit up like this page that is like, you know, just for, you know, it's I feel like it's oriented to all colors, but it was more like for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And they were just kind of, we don't want to get involved. And I was just kind of like, okay. And I moved on, but it was just kind of like, okay, like I just saw, like, you know, I see where the tension started. And
yeah.
It was kind of like, no, we don't want to.
Yeah,
that's something that just never made sense to me. It's like, we're supporting all people, you know?
Yeah. So, and then one more that I saw, it was just, my son came and waved. there was one more that was really helpful, and I was just like, oh my gosh. Just like, I can't think right now, but it was amazing. It was nice.
Yeah, that's the way, that's how we heard about your protest, by Okomadre Candle.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to her.
Yeah.
We've had her on the episode before, Marcela. We worked with her from last year when we volunteered at ConchaCon. She she's like really, like, honestly, like, her platform is awesome, like, really, but meeting her in person, like, talking to her and like, se siente como familia. Like,
yeah.
She is a very genuine human being. And so when she reached out, she's like, hey, like, this person's trying to get a protest going for Vanessa. Can you guys shout it out? And I'm like, most definitely.
Like, there's no question.
Like,
yeah.
Let's do it, you know? And we, I mean, I was like, all right, I even got to arrange my schedule that I can even go. Like, I can kind of, like, organize it. And, yeah, so she's definitely, like, a great person to always reach out to. And even to, like, shout out your things. If you're, like, we'll always do, like, certain episodes and we'll send them to her and she'll shout them out or stuff. You know, like, random things like that.
So. As busy as she is, like, she's always willing to help, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And also this other girl, I'm not sure what her whole Instagram thing is. It's, like, Fat Girl something.
Nalguna Positivity Pride, I think. Or is it...
It's her and it's another one. She has glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Is it Salvador?
Which, what is it?
Is it Salvador?
She's last girl's nephew.
No, we interviewed her, and she does jewelry.
No, yeah, she's a jewelry.
Candy's closet?
Candy's closet.
Candy's closet.
She was also very sweet. Anything you need, let me know. So it was amazing. It was every time I think of Vanessa and the reason why I did it, I just get my heart hurts.
Yeah.
I definitely
get it. I mean, it's hard. I had to go off social media for a bit because I couldn't handle the overwhelmness of, like, everything that our community and our, not necessarily like la raza Latina, but like our people of color, like, what we're all going through. And it's like, it's very devastating, you know? And it's like, And I just got so mad. I was like, what can I do? Like, I'm so mad. And I'm over here crying to, like, my team. I'm like, I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm just, oh, I don't know. Like, there's just, like, a knot in the back of my throat. Like, I no sé qué hacer. And went back home to stay for a little bit. Took, like, a sabbatical in a sense. And
yeah.
I was like, I need to breathe. I need to, like, I porque, like, me estoy ahogando. Siento que me está ahogando. And, yeah, like, coming back and being able to, like, all right, now let's put our words into action. And whether that's just through the podcast, whether that's just through protesting, whether that's through, like, what we're purchasing, you know, as simple as that. Like, where you're buying your groceries from, where you're, like, buying your clothes from. Like, who are you investing in? Are you investing in Doña Tina around the corner, or are you investing in Target? You know, like, which are your platforms you're investing in? And so it's, like, even to that point, it's like, who are we putting our money, our energy, our emotions exactly. towards, you know? It's like being an activist in that sort is literally one of the things that I've learned from going back home for a little bit and taking a breather. Like, all right, obviously violence isn't an answer, because I was really angry. I was like, oh, I just want to, like, punch somebody or I don't. I mean, it didn't get to that extent.
She came home angry, like, every day.
It didn't get to that extent, but I mean, you know, I was definitely very angry. But taking a breather, like, being able, and that's the nice thing about this pandemic. You know, I definitely have learned to appreciate the pandemic, where I'm like, I have to learn how to stay still and and breathe and remember where I'm at. Like, hey, like, take a chill pill. What are you doing? You know?
Exactly.
So, I know it's definitely hard. And
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but
I right before I went to the march, I wanted to get into a certain mental state. So what I did, I played Vanessa's mom's
okay.
words. When she's talking to the press, and and it was just like, okay, this is what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting because I want her words to be heard, you know, like, muevo mar y cielo, mar y tierra por ella, and it was just kind of like, and the first time I heard her speak, I told my husband, I said, I wish.
Oh no, it cut off.
There were more moms out there that fought for their kids like that.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We heard you. It cut off. Okay.
And, you know, I come from somewhere where my mom's not involved in my life or with my family. I've always wanted that, but to see a mom like that, it was kind of like, how does that not get to you? How does that not make this system want to get to the bottom of, you know?
Of course.
How can you just let this girl just be heartbroken like that? So that's why I was just like, this is why I'm fighting, you know?
Yeah.
And I played it twice. I heard her, you know, just that voice, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just,
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. But, well, I mean, I appreciate you at least organizing that protest. I think it sparked at least a little fire in my little activist's heart, you know. It definitely was like, all right, you know, there's definitely voices out there, and we're not doing this because, oh, we're just Latinas, we're dark skinned. No, it's like, no, we are doing it for justice, you know. And I think that is our main purpose right now, justice in the BLM movement, the, like, Vanessa movement, and so many more movements out there. And I think, you know, if we just keep using, whether it's our platforms, as simple as our car, you know, my sister rode up on her car with the car paint, was like, justice for Vanessa, you know, and, like,
that gets people talking.
It really gets people talking. And so I want to let you know, like, I appreciate you organizing that little protest, and it was definitely, like, a good movement. And if you know of any other protests, always, like, you know, or anything you want us to shout out, you
know,
let us know. We always are providing our platform to post about it, to let people know, to educate people, especially I know that that's something we didn't really, like, our parents didn't think about educating themselves first. They're like, no, we got to make money. We got to make ends meet, because that's the important thing right now. you know, I got to feed my kids. I got to feed my wife. I got to feed my husband. And so it's like now we're like your sister, you know, she's like, thankfully she educated herself and was like, no, don't call me here again. So definitely like, I mean, it's almost like, you know, family in a sense where it's like, you know, let us know if you need us to shout out anything or whatever. So
Yeah, we got you.
That's great. Again, I'm sorry that, you know, it took so long to talk. It's been a little crazy. I didn't notice your message till after the day.
Oh, it's totally, fine.
I was like,
No, it is fine. It is fine.
I did it as fast as I could. You know, I wanted to give people enough time to get there, and there was still people reaching out. Like, I'm sorry to make it. Can you? And I told them I can't promise you anything because this is, you know, the kids that I have, my kids. But yes, I thank you for going out there and, you know, your podcast, everything that you're doing, it's incredible. And I was just kind of like, wow, I wish, you know, that this was back in my day too, you know, like,
Well,
I appreciate you guys for reaching out to me, and I hope that maybe one day, once this is all over, we can meet and I would love that. If, you know, I would really, really like to meet you guys in person.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, exactly.
It's just something fun.
Yeah.
That would be great. Or just to even, you know, go to another match, right? You know,
For sure. Yeah, we're here. You know, we're in this fight together, all of us. And
ready.
So,
yes.
And not only for Vanessa, but the people behind her, the people in front of her, beside her as well. So,
yes.
But, well, thank you so much. And I appreciate you. And keep the activist work up and keep being an awesome mom. And, yeah, we'll keep in touch on the way we'll post the episode today.
Yes.
And we'll just kind of give you a shout out on like our stories on, we'll post about it like, hey, like this is a protest happening. We're trying to raise awareness for Vanessa and, but yeah, we'll message you just a little bit more details towards that. So.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
If you need any help with anything, let me know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.
See
you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, va pues.
Vámonos.